Okay, today is Daf Pei Tes. We're on Daf Pei Tes. Brand new parak. So this parak is called Kol Gagos, which means all roofs. So just before we start the parak, just there are four rules of imaginary walls that we have to discuss. You know all four of them. We've heard them all 100 times. Right. There are four rules of imaginary walls. The first rule everybody knows is lavud. Lavud means that if something's less than 3 tvachim next to something else, we can pretend that it's connected. Right? Then there's what's called good asik bechitzta. Good asik means we imagine a wall that's already there, continuing up. That's good asik. Asik up. Then there's good achis.
Is that just the opposite of love?
No, it's not the opposite of love at all.
Why? You said three and down.
No. This could be 100 up. This could be 100 up. You'll see how we're going to use it. Yeah. The next one is good achis. Good asik goes up. Good achis goes down. And the fourth one is called pitikra yored vesotim, where the wall goes down, but there's no wall. For example, like a chuppah. You have four posts with a roof on top. So you don't have a wall. There are no walls. But we imagine the wall goes down. That's different than good asik and good achis, because by those two, there's already a wall. You need something first, and then we'll make it higher. You'll see.
Are these all halacha moshe misinai?
Yes. They're all halacha moshe misinai. Who? It could be it is, but it's not in this parak, so it could be it's another offshoot. No, good question. It could be it's another offshoot, but...
We use it by sukkah.
We
use all these by sukkah.
Right, so that might be only by sukkah. In the introduction here to the parak, they didn't mention it, so I'm not mentioning it. It could be it comes up, I don't know. Today we're going to discuss really... You'll see. Good asik and good achis. Okay? Good? Okay, very good. Now we can start. One more thing. In the olden days, in the times of the Gemara and the Mishnah, people actually used to use the roof. Not like today, where you don't go up to the roof only want to fix the antenna. People used to actually use the roof, right? They'd store things there, right? What?
Yeah, one
antenna. No, to tune into when Mashiach is coming. What do you say? Kol gagos ha'ir, all the gagos of the ear are rishus achas. Are considered one rishus. Says Rashi, afal pi, even though shediyorin chalukin lamata, even though down below the different houses, they're all attached houses. This guy lives in a house. Reuven lives over here. Shimon lives over here. But the roofs are all connected. You wouldn't know. Oh, here's where your house stops. Here's another guy's house. You wouldn't know that. They're all one roof. Well, you can imagine such a thing, right? No, you can't imagine that. Yeah. So afal pi, even though shediyorin chalukin lamata l'shnei bnei adam, even though down below is two houses in there, nevertheless hagagos roofs. The Rashi says something a little not controversial, but other rishonim don't say this. She'ein tashmish and tadir. It's infrequent use. If people use it, how often do you go up there? Most of the time you store it. You don't go up there every day. Anyway, ein behem chiluk rishus. It's not really a different rishus. So up on top, it's one rishus. The kalim sheshavzu begagzeh, mutarin lahotziim lezeh. Kalim that are here, you can move over there. All roofs are considered one rishus.
From your house up the roof?
That's a different story. That we didn't say that. We're going to get to Gemara. We didn't say that. We just said up on top, you can carry from, down below, you can't do that. I can't carry from my yard to your yard without an eruv. Up on top, I can.
No, he means on Shabbat, I think.
Yeah, on Shabbat.
On Shabbat, can you take something that's in your house?
That we didn't discuss. We're going to get there. We just read one line. We're going to get there.
Because it's on the roof.
Yeah, we're going to get there. No, we're going to get to that. We're talking about the roof itself. Ubilvad, as long as. Shelo yehe gad gavoa onamach asara divra meir. As long as it's the same height. Can't have one roof is over there. Then you have to jump up over here. None of that stuff. If it's the same height, it's all good. All divrei Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir Shita. It's all one rishus. V'chacham omrim? No. Kol echad v'echad v'shus b'fnei atzmo. Each roof is his own rishus, like each house. There's no marker telling me, oh, now you're on the other guy's roof. Wouldn't know. You have to be careful. Why? Just like down below, each house is individual, so too each roof is individual. Okay? Rav Shimon is the most makel. He says like this. Echad gagos, whether it's a roof. V'echad chetzeros, or it's a chatzer. V'echad karfifos, or it's a karfeif. Which we've learned about that. All these three areas. Rishus achat hein. It's all one rishus. L'kelim sheshavsu l'sochan. For kelim that exist up there in these areas when Shabbos begins. Not in a house, they're already in these areas. So you can, according to him, you can carry from the roof to the karfif to the chatzer. All mutter. V'lo l'kelim sheshavsu b'tzoch habayit. But not kelim that are in the house. That's a different story. Why? Listen, Rav Shimon basically made this mesechta a lot shorter. Right? It would be a lot shorter, according to Rav Shimon. A lot shorter. However, he still holds of an Eruv. When? When the Kalim are in the house. They start off in the house. You want to get him to someone else's house, or you going to get him to the yard? Now then everybody, you need an Eruv. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Rav Shimon. He's Mekel Mikulam. He's the most Mekel. The Omer, he says, Chatzeros, Gagos, Karfifios, all these areas. She'en and Yosef, Beis HaZayim. As long as the karfif is not bigger than two beisa, howel since v'kulam ein tashmishan miyuchad v'tadir, these areas are not generally used. They're not designated. They're not commonly used. They're used, not commonly used. Rishus achas hein. It's one considered one rishus. Umetaltelin mizeh lezeh. You can carry from here to there. Afilu michatzer shal rabim lechatzer shal rabim below eruv. Even from here to there without an Eruv. Okay? Like I said, it'd be a very small mezechta according to him. The less Leila of Shimon Eruv Chatzeros doesn't even hold Eruv Chatzeros. Ella except Mishim Heter Kli Havayas. Just to get things out of the house. Right? That's of Shimon Shita. By the way, we've mentioned that line of Rav Shimon Echagagos Echachatzeros like 100 times already. But this is the Mishnah all the way in the 89th Daf where it comes up. Okay?
Assuming that but the roofs has to be adjoining, right? You can't be like put a plank, which is...
Correct.
Right?
Right, they're adjoining, right.
So all the roofs are adjoining the whole town.
That's the whole town, this whole block. It was one huge connect, there was all detached houses.
The old city in Shalim, you ever go on top of one of the roofs,
yeah, it's a good point. That's right.
You just keep walking.
You can go on top of one house, you can go from one end of the city to the other, probably.
Now,
there's open area where you can't go. Okay, fine. So then you have to stop. Otherwise, the whole thing is all connected.
You can't put a board.
You can't put a board from the Rova that you can't do. But once you go onto one of the roofs, you can walk half the city.
Yep.
Right, it's a good point, right?
They have walking
doors on the roof. Really? Yeah. Right. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Yosef Abaya bar oven. We're beginning bar oven. Yosef Abaya gabayhu. V'yosef v'ka amri. Okay, so they were sitting around and they were discussing like this. Bishlam al Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are understandable. Why? Savri, because they hold Kishem Shadiyurin Lachalukin Lamata, Kach Diyurin Chalukin Lamaila. Just like there's a difference down below, there's a difference up above. That makes perfect sense. Right? That makes perfect sense. The question is, what did Rameir really make sense? El Rameir, my Kosavar. What's the story over here with Rameir? I Kosavar. Kishem Shadiyun Chalukan Lamata Kach Diyun Chalukan Lamaila. If he holds that, which he doesn't, if he holds it just like below there, my house and Reuven's house and Shimon's house and Levi's house, so too the roofs are the same, then am I Rishus Achatein? Why are they one Rishus? He can't hold that. So what did he hold? He held E Kasavar Ein Chilukin. What does he hold? They're not the same. I'm sorry. E Kasavar Ein Chalukin. There's no Chiluk, meaning you can walk on the roofs. So the chol lamaila meyud rishus achati, anything above 10 is one rishus. Afilu migag gavoa asara v'narmach nami. In other words, why does the mayor make that proviso there, but not if the roofs are different sizes? Why not? What's the difference? What's the difference already? If you hold that they're all one rishus, and not Reuven's house and Reuven's roof and Shimon's house and Shimon's roof. Now, that's like the old city. It's all one area. I can walk the whole... So why do you say, well, if it's not less than 10 or deeper than 10, what's the difference, really? What's the difference? So the truth is, there is no difference. There is no difference. A whole unrelated gzeira that Rameir is afraid of. Amaluhu Abaya. Abaya says, you're right. Mehilchus Gog, Rameir would agree. Rameir said that all the roofs I want, as long as they're the same. Why is it the same? So this one's a little bit lower, a little higher. What's the difference? Why does it be the same? Why? So the truth is, you're right.
You can't get there.
What? Well, let's say you could get there. Why? So the answer is, there really is no reason. There really is no reason. Amar lohu abaya. There's an unrelated reason why. Lo shmiel luchul had the amar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Didn't you hear what Yitzchak bar Avdimi said? Omer ha Rameir. Rameir has a shita like this. Kol makom, listen to this shita. Kol makom, sh'atamotzi shtei rishuyos. Anytime you have two different rishuses. Behein rishus achas. But it's one rishus. What does that mean? Kigod, for example, amud b'rishus hayachid. You have in a rishus, in someone's backyard, you have a post. Gavoa asara v'rachav dalid. In other words, you have another rishus hayachid in the rishus hayachid. In my backyard, I have a little post that has the dimensions of a rishus hayachid. So I'm in my rishus hayachid. So can I take something from my yard and put it on top of this thing? What am I doing? I'm going from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. So really? That should be mutter. Nothing wrong with that. That should be totally mutter. I can't take a table from the floor of my yard to my table in my yard. I can't do that. So Rebbe says, no, you can't do that. Why? If you have a Rosh Hashanah, in other words, it's two Rishuyos in one Rishus. What does that mean? You have a Rishus inside a Rishus. You have a, because a Rosh Hashanah could be a table. It could be a block of wood. Right? It could be anything. So if I have a Rosh Hashanah in my Rosh Hashanah, it's asur lekasef alav. You cannot move, rest, anything on the second Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Gzeira, it's a gzeira mishum tel b'Rosh Hashanah rabim. Oh, if I can do it in my backyard, I'll do it in the street. We're afraid if I could take a package off my shoulder, in my yard, and put it on my table, then maybe in my yard, then maybe, really there's nothing wrong with that. But the gzeira, if I do that, I'll come to do it in the street. And that's a deraisa. Taking from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim is a din deraisa. So, said Rameir, don't play around with these things. Because if you allow it in the yard, you'll do it in the street. Hachanami, so too over here, gzeira mishum tail b'Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Right? If I allow a person to carry from the lower roof to the upper roof, and you know, right?
The same thing, just carry from one roof to the other roof, because of their.
So if I carry from one roof to the other roof on the same level, what's the gzeira? I'm going to carry in the street.
No, you're
so we don't. We're not choshish for that. We're not choshish for that because you're not allowed to carry. So the only thing you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Everyone knows that. What's the problem? If we see, oh, this you could do over here. Oh, I could do it here. Yes, I could do it there. Says Rameir, that's why the roofs have to be.
The same thing, once they're two separate, they have one roof, but they're two separate dwelling owners. Like
right. It's a little bit of a hair splitting zero. Right? If I allow you to carry from this roof to the upper roof, if I allow you to do that, you might come to carry onto a post in the street. A little bit far fetched.
You're in your backyard.
Not only is it far fetched.
You can't do that, so you might come do it in Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
I don't know how you care.
Not only that, look at the first Tosfos of the Masechta. Afal gaf de kaimelon ki Rameir. I'm sorry, the first Tosfos of the Perek. Afal gaf de kaimelon ki Rameir. Big Zerosav. Even though we normally hold like Reb Zera when it comes up with, we hold like Reb Meir when it comes up with a Gzera. I feel of a makom rabim, even if he's arguing on a rabim. Kidamrina beparakaf alpi, gabi masha, adam es ishto, shtayim vashaloshanim, below tsuva, fine. Hacha, omeri, de ain halacha kerameir. We don't hold like this. We don't hold like this. De pasginan, lekhaman, halacha kerab shimon. We hold like Reb Shimon. The amar, kulon rishus achatein. It's all one rishus. Vikula. The kotzel shabin beis chateros. And the wall in between two chutzers, the aspirin hachal or a mayor, which Rameir says is a problem. Shari Rabbi Yochanan le'el bereish chalon lekamam pirkin. So yeah, it's a gzeira. We are here. It says the Tosfos we don't hold from it. The Meiri says we do hold from it. So, but the Tosfos says we don't hold from it. Home from Gzeira is a very far-fetched Gzeira. It's a very homered Gzeira. We don't hold from it. Even though we generally adopt from Meir's Gzeira, not here. Okay, next. Savar Minei. So the truth is, now we're going to, Mr. G, a little bit, the Gemara is a little bit pick up on what you said. Savar Minei. So we thought from this, then if that's the case, then Afila Machteshes, you can't even rest anything on a Machteshes. It's a, what's that, a mortar? Afilu Gigith, even a pot. Or a bucket. So I can't go in my yard and I can't put something on my bucket because it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid now. Well, where does it end? So Amalei Abaya, no. Hachi Amar Mar. Lo Amar Rav Meir Ela Amud. Rav Meir only set up by a post or the Amas Harichayim or a mill. In other words, Havo VaAdam Koveir Lehen Makom. Those things are never moved. You don't move that. In other words, it's something that's a fixture in my yard. That's when the Gzeira applies. But I have a nice bucket in my yard or a table which I can move around. That doesn't apply to those type of things. And only a mill. A mill's not getting moved. Permanent thing. Then I already hear the Gzeira. Just because you guys got some furniture out there and they have to have the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you can't put that. No, that he doesn't hold it. He doesn't say that. So we made it a little more palatable. A little limited. He limited it to things that are permanent structures. Okay, I hear that. Now, 1 second. What about a wall in between two chatzers, which obviously is kavua? It's a wall. So obviously that's kavua. And Amar Rav Yehuda said, Kishatim Zalomer, if you think about it, with Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Gagin Rishutz La'atzman, Chatzeros Rishutz La'atzman, Karfifos Rishutz La'atzman. Rav Meir didn't agree with Rav Shimon. He held Gagos have one world. Chatzeros are another world. And Karfifos are a third world. Look at Rashi. It's right where we are. Chatzeros Rishus La'atman. Umetaltalin Michatzer Shal Rabim L'Chatzer Shal Rabim below Eruv. And you can carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer without an Eruv. Where Rav Shimon said, you can carry from a roof to a Chatzer. And you can carry from a Karfif to a roof. Rav Meir doesn't go that far. But he says, within each of them, you don't need an Eruv. So from Chatzar to Chatzar, no Eruv. From roof to roof, no Eruv. From Karfif to Karfif, no Eruv. That's not as cool as Shimon, but it's pretty makel. Right? V'chein shal yachid, v'chihechi the armor of Meir, Gagos Rishus Achatein, by the fact that Meir said, well, all Gagos are one Rishus, Shmein and Mina, we see from here, the Chatzar is not a Rishus Achat. That the Chatzar is the same halacha. Because a chatzer doesn't have that much use, like a house. It's like a roof. But that, from a gag to a chatzer, that he doesn't say. Rav Shimon says yes. That Rav Meir says that I don't agree with. Because he didn't even allow you to carry from one roof to another roof if the roof was too high. Even that he didn't allow. So if a kolsh game, mechatzel megag lechatzel. So for sure, from a gag to a chatzer, not. So back to the story. So we just said that Rav Meir only said his din by something that's kavua, like a post or a mill, but not by a pot or a bucket in the yard or a table. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Va'amar Rav Yehuda, kishtim salom. If you think about it, l'div Rav Meir, gagah reshus la'atzman, gagah omreshus, chatzeros reshus la'atzman, karfifos reshus la'atzman. My love, doesn't that mean the Shari L'Telture Derech Kosel, that I can carry by way of the wall? What does that mean by way of the wall? So says Rashi, Hadika Amrinan, that which we said, Chatzeros Peshots La'atman, that Lav the Shari, doesn't it mean L'Telture Derech Kosel? How am I going to get from my Chatzar to your Chatzar? There's a wall there, no? So I'll go over the wall. V'lo Gazar Mishum Tail, he didn't make that Zero. He didn't make that Gzeira because of a tail. What's a tail? A tail is a mound. What does that mean? That means, what's the reason why Rav Meir said that things that are kavua in your yard, you can't put things on them? Because if you can do it in your yard, you'll come to do it in the street. So then how can you carry over a wall? How can I carry over a wall? I want to bring my safer to my neighbor, the other chatzar. Says Rav Meir, no problem, you don't need a neighbor, just go. How am I getting it over the wall? I'm going to put it on top of the wall, he'll take it? He says he can't do that.
You
can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. You can't put anything into a wall. Why? It's kavua. Alma, Alma, last line of Rashi there. Ga gavoa v'namuch time achrinihu. It must be, there's a different reason why Remeir says a roof that's too high or too low is a problem. It can't be for this reason. That's a gzeira. Because how could you give the guy the safer? How do you do that? So the Gemara answers, no, what do you... No. Walk through the wall like a normal person, through the door. Not to climb over the wall. That you can't do. A normal thing. Go open the door and go through. That you're allowed to do. Yeah? You can't, in a Hanami, you cannot take your sefer and put it on top of the wall and he'll come take it from the other side. That you can't do. Why? Because it's kavua and we're afraid. If I do that here, I'll do it in the street. So how do I go from one chasha to another? Through the door. Through the door, silly. Open the door and go through. Right? That's all. Good? Good? Okay. What? Dumbfounded, right? So typically, open the door and go through. Right? The Chacham Omrim, kol echad ve'echad v'shus b'fnei atzmo. The Chacham said, each roof has its own v'shus. Why? Because it's its own house. Right down below, it's segregated. So too, it's segregated up above. Now, according to Itmar, Rav Amar, ein metaltelin bo ela dalat amos. Says Rav, you can't even carry on the roof. According to this, you can't even carry on the roof. You can carry 4 amos, which is what that means. You can't carry. You can't even carry on the roof. Why not? So Rashi says, the kivan de la rabbanon, kol echad reshus laatmo. Since each roof is its own. Now, what's the story? So, like, imagine the old city. I have a roof. I'm on my roof. I can't carry even on my own roof. Why not? Because my roof is open to the other guy's roof. Remember we learned that? If my chatz is open to someone else's chatz, so we aser each other. So too in the roof. Says Rashi, the kivan de la rabbanon kol echad reshus la'atzmo, fein prutzen zeh lazeh. They're open one to the other. Asers osrin zeh lazeh. They aser each other. The havalei rishus prutza bimilua. You have an open area, exposed, open to another area. L'makom ha'aser la, where you can't carry there. I can't go to your roof, according to the Chachamim. So if I can't carry to your roof, the fact that we're open to each other, we aser each other. As the Rav says, u'shmuel amar, no, mutter l'talta b'kulo. I'm allowed to carry, it's mutter, completely mutter. Why? Because what we're going to do is, we're going to say now that good achis, which one goes up? Whichever one goes up is the one we're going to say. Good achis goes up? Yeah, good achis goes up. We're going to pretend, now there's a house here, right? A house has 4 walls. So those 4 walls go up to the heavens. Even though one of the walls is really connected to the other house, imagine a big rectangle. And that rectangle is divided into 5 houses. So I'm the last one over here. So at 3 of the walls, you can make go up. What about the 4th wall? So here's what the Gemara says. B'mechitzas hanikeres. If there's a little bit of space in between each wall, in between each house, a foot of space in between, to give you a little bit of a scenic view. You open your window, you see the guy's wall, right? How far away is it? 2 inches. So if it's very close, kuli alma lo pligi. Nobody argues on that, right? Even Rav would agree that you say good asik now. Why? Because there are 4 walls. It's a box. The house is a box. It's not connected to anything else. So I can say 4 walls go up to the sky, and I can carry on my roof. No question about it. On your own roof. Rav started by saying, according to the Chachamim, that you can't carry on someone else's roof. You can't carry on your own roof. Right? You can't carry on your own roof. Why can't you carry on your own roof, Gizon? Because it's exposed to my neighbor's roof. That's only true if they're connected. If they're not connected a little bit, then Rav would agree. You could say good asik. The walls go up to the sky. Now, and I'm on my own roof. True, there's nothing here. It's a roof. But we have a halachic principle. Imaginary walls up to the sky. I can carry my own roof. As long as it's detached. Okay?
Why do you have to come up to good asik?
How in the hell can you carry up there?
It's an open area. Structure.
It's an open area. It's a flat roof. So you're saying love it should make it connected. So we might say that for other halachas, but lamaisa they're not connected. So you can say good asik. I hear what you're saying. It's a good question.
No, it's more than three sukkah.
Looking at
what?
Looking at
what? What do you mean?
Love is connected to being this
way. Right, so he's saying, since we can say lovehood,
right.
Well, we really connect it, and happy to say that.
Well, that's
why
you get three.
Why pick one imaginary thing over the other imaginary?
No, because those who make the kula,
right?
Love the thing who makes
it. The machlokas.
There's
a machlokas.
Pulls it up.
Right. There's a machlokas if you can ever say lovehood to be machmer. Some say you never do that.
No.
Only to help you. Love it can't ruin you. You hear that? Some say you only say love it to help you. You can't say love it to hurt you. Okay. Keep pligi. What's the machlokas about? Where the house is attached. You don't have a detached house. Rav Amar, why? Lo amrinam good asik mechitza. We don't say good asik. How can you say good asik? It's not a wall. We only have three walls. How can you say good asik? Shmuel Amar, mutter l'talta b'kulo. Damrin on good asik mechitzta. You can say good asik, right? Even though it's an imaginary wall, how is that possible?
How do you know where it starts?
What? You have to know. You have to know. My house ends here, right? It's what do you call it? It's a
defining point.
My house ends right here, so right here I have to stop.
Okay.
Why?
Because
the good asik goes over here.
Yeah. All right,
what about this? It's at someone else's house.
You apply the laws of sukkah and say three walls is kosher.
Is that what he says?
No.
Marcel
just came up with that.
No, Marcel just did.
Is that your safe room?
No, but actually, you know.
So one second. So we didn't answer the question. Yeah. Okay. Tanan. One second. So that's a good question. How do you say good asik when it's not really a wall there? Okay.
That's
what Shmuel says. That's what Shmuel says. That's Shmuel Shita. Tanan. Chacham Omrim. Kol echad ve'echad. Rishos la'atzmo. So we have a Mishnah that says, what our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, the Chacham said, kol echad ve'echad. Rishos la'atzmo. Each one's got its own Rishos. So who does that go more like? Bishlom elu Shmuel nicha. El Rav kasha. But according to Rav, it's a kasha. Right? According to Rav, this implies that at least you can carry on your own roof. Rav said you can't even do that. Right? So it's a kash on Rav. Amri Bey Rav, Mishmei de Rav. No. Shlo Yitaltel, Beis Amos Begadzeh, Ubeis Amos Begadzeh. No, what it meant was, I gave you four Amos, right? What if I have two on my property and two on your property? Can I do that? Says the Mishnah, no, you can't do that. Only in your own property. You can't carry there either. But you can't carry, you got four Amos you can. But you can't straddle over the other guy's property and carry two and two. That you can't do. V'amar b'lazar, for Belazar said, Kavina b'bavel, when we once were in Bavel, Havi Amrinan be Rav Mishmei de Rav, the Bnei Yeshiva of Rav said to Rav, Amri, Ted, Eim ataltalim bo el adalat amos. You said you can only carry four amos, Rav. That's what you said. V'hani de be Shmuel tani, and in the Yeshiva of Shmuel they learned, Ein lahen el agagon. You only get your roof. My Ein lahen el agagon. What does that mean? You only get your roof. Lav, doesn't that mean the shari batalte bakule that you can carry in your whole roof, which is a kashan rav? So the Gemara answers. One second. Umi alima mi masnisan. Is that any better than the Mishnah? You already asked this kasha from the Mishnah. What did we answer? What it meant was you can't go to the other guy's roof. Dakminan shalai talto stay amos begadzeh stay amos begadzeh. Hachanami. That's exactly what he means over here. Beis amos begadzeh, ubeis amos begadzeh. Two amos here and two amos there. That's what it means. Okay? Now, Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Lo shmili lo hashmaita. I never heard that. But we know that Rav Yosef was sick. He lost all his learning. So when he got better, he was trying to remember his learning. I never said that. Right? Because we said, I never heard that. Amalei Abaya, that's not true. At amarta nihilon. You said that. The aha amarta nihilon. And Rav Yosef, Rebbe, this is when you said it. Gag. Right. So the truth is, we had this Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta. A picture would help. If you have a picture, it would help. A picture is worth 1,000 words, right. So I was by Myrav last night, the other night by the Young Israel, So one of the guys says to me, such a hard, one of the Dafyomi guys, says, what a hard Masechta. He says, the only people that know, understand this Masechta are the people that made the picture books. They're the only ones who know it. It's like, think about, if you think about it, it's a little true. What? There's something to that. They know it. They looked at the Gemara. No one knows what it means. Okay, I'll make a picture like this.
They're right. Yeah, there was a convention. They all got together. They all drew the same picture.
So a picture would help for this. God gadol hasamach l'gad katan. Mutter l'tal mut God gadol hasamach l'gad katan. Hagadol mutter v'katan aser. It looks like a T. You have a big chatzer and a little chatzer. So the truth is, if you think a little god, I'm sorry, a big god and a little god. So if you have a big god and a little god, what happens? Says Rabbi Yosef, says Abaya, you said Rabbi Yosef, that you can carry in the big chatzer, not the little one. Why? Because since it looks like a T, the extra spaces that are on the ends of the little chatzer, those extra spaces, you know what that really is? That really turns the little chatzer into an entrance. It's an entrance. So it doesn't aser it. Right? It doesn't aser it. We had this before. Remember in the beginning of the... Same thing with the chatzar. So we had it with a chatzar. No different on a roof. No different. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the Rashi of up there, like the fourth line, skinny line. Hagadol mutter. L'talta b'diyur and shabbat. The people that live in that roof area can carry in that roof. Why? Even Rav would agree with this. Even Rav, who said you can't carry, we would agree with this. Why? D'amachichos shalmata shieshnan ba'odfei l'kanu l'kan. The extra area that extends beyond the T of the little chatzer, mechitzas hanikeres hein. That's mechitzas hanikeres. The good askinu, and you can say good asik now. V'les ihu gufu, it's lahu gufufe, because it has extension on both ends, right? V'hach pirtza shekineged hakatan, the opening of the big going into the little, that's not a pirtza, rather, pesach ahave, it's an entrance way. L'gadol, for the big one, ain't cut an oserlof, and the little one doesn't aser it. It's like two chasses with a door in between. Now, you can't say that about the little one. You can't say that about the little one. If you're standing in the little one, it's not a door, it's a big chasser. So the little one, they're stuck. But the big one has an out. Says Abaye Rabbi Yosef, you said that. You said that. Right?
How wide that area is.
We had a whole discussion how big can those extra things be. But let's assume in a simple case. The Amarta la Allah, and you said about this case, Amar Vihuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu El Shiesh Diurin Al Zeh, for Diurin Al Zeh. It's only true if everybody has residence. The Havile Ha De Katan Mechitzas Mechitzas Nidreses. So that means that it'll turn the little chatzer into a access for the big chatzer. Aval, but ein diurin al zeh, the al zeh shnei mutarin. But aval ein diurin al zeh, the al zeh shnei mutarin. But if you don't have that, they're both mutter. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? You say good asik. That according to Shmuel, you say good asik, even though they're connected. Right. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef. Shmuel said, you say good asik even if it's attached. And everybody scratched it, why should that be? So I never heard that. What do you mean? Sabai said, what do you mean? You said it. You said, if there's no diurin, it's all mutter. Why? Good asik. Amalei, anohachi amri l'chun. Now you remind me. Now I know what I said. I didn't say that. What I said was, lo shanu ella shiesh mechitza al zeh u'mechitza al zeh. That's only true if there's a mechitza. In other words, the roof has a wall around it. If the, what?
A parapet.
Then I'll make this up, this din, about the ends. Not if it's flat. If it's completely flat, the roof is completely flat, I never say such a thing. You have walls already, now I'll extend the walls even higher. The gadol mishteri b'gafufei, because the big chatzer is mutter, because of those end things. The katan nifrat bimiluo, and the katan is not, it's aser. Why? Because it goes into a big one, and there's no eruv. Aval ein mechitza lo al zeh v'lo al zeh, but if there's no mechitza one to the other, shnei asur, then they're both aser. Why are they both aser? Rashi says, of course they're both aser. Why? Because no one uses it. So if no one uses it, there's no. Rashi says, the katnami aser agadol. The whole lo havi gifufei mamish elai de good asik. You don't really have real gifufin. You made them up. You can't make up those. So Abaye says back to Rabbi Yosef, v'had diyorin amartalon. But you mentioned something about residence. Now you're changing your thing. You're changing your story. Now you're saying, oh, it depends if there's a parapet. That's not what you said. You said diyorin. So he says, yeah, right. What I meant to say was, e amalachu diyorin, hachi amalachu. All right. If I said that, here's what I meant to say. Lo shanu. When did the Chachamim say that the big chatzar is mutter, the little chatzar is aser? Lo shanu ela sheyesh mechitza u'yiludir al zeh u'mechitza u'yiludir al zeh. Each one is roy to be a mechitza. Had the gadol mishter be gefufei. I'm not sure what exactly that means. It's roy to be a dira. What does that mean? Sheyesh mechitza u'yiludir al zeh u'mechitza. What?
Has a sturdy wall.
Aval yesh mechitza u'yiludir al gadol. But if only the big one has one. The ain mechitza ruil adira al katan afilu katan shari with ne gadol. Then I would hold that they're all mutter. Then they're all mutter. Why? Because they're good asik. My time of why? Kivin delo avid mechitza. Ah, since you don't have a mechitza, saliku saluki nafshaychu mehacha. They removed themselves from here. What does that mean? I think the next gemara will explain what that means. Kad amar of Nachman. Listen to this. I have a roof that extends 100 feet. So we need five houses share a roof. And what do? V'asa sulam kavua legago. I make a ladder, and I make a ladder going up to my roof. Nobody else did that. So really, I am the easiest guy to get up to my roof. Hutter b'chal gagan kulan. I can use all five roofs. Why? Says Rashi. Afil rabbanon. Even the rabbanon who said you can't do this, they would agree. Why? The kivan de inhu lo'avid sulam. Because the other four said, hey, why don't we put up a roof? Why don't we do a ladder also? So we can have easy access to the roof. And what they say, no, we're not going to bother with that. What are they showing? They don't care. They don't care if this guy uses their roof. They don't care. Right? Saluku, saluki, narshayo, v'achlinu l'gabe. They're mochel. Use my roof, gizuntahe. So too, when the little chatzar doesn't do anything to make itself accessible, what are they saying? All right, big chatzar, have your way. Right, guy makes a ladder to the roof. You can use all the roofs. Why? Because they're all mochel. No one stopped them. Another one. Amar Abaya. Bona aliyah al gabe beso. You put a little house on your roof. V'asa lefaneha daka arba amos. Arba. And you put a little door there. Hutter b'chal gaga kulam. You can use all the roofs. Why? Because everyone saw you did that. No one said a word. Everybody's mochel. Nobody minds. Nobody minds at all. Okay? Good? Nobody minds? And therefore it's all mutter. Now, Rava's going to say, we'll stop now. Rava's going to say, well, sometimes I could work against you. And we'll have a cake. Oh, you know, we'll do it. Amar Rava, pa'am shadaka le'aser. Sometimes that doorway will aser everybody else's roof. Why? Hechi dami what's in a case like that. Tavidilu tarbitza debese. When you made access to just watch your garden. Da'amrinan linture tarbitza huda avide. You just did it for your garden. You have to think of the layout of that case. Where a guy made a shmira somehow for his garden, so he's demonstrating, I don't care about the rest of the roof. So no one's mochel because he didn't do it to be, that they should have to be mochel you. You did it just for your own garden. Not a question of, well mochel, no, none of that. Therefore that will come work against you. If you did that, it would not give you the rest of the roofs because nobody was mochel. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.